Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Thursday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is our new Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. So we've now got it synced up with our phone line. So 404-726-0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line as well as our new phone line. Well, Falcons get ready for mandatory minicamp coming up here in a little bit less than a week from right now. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to the former beat writer of the Atlanta Falcons and now the chief national reporter for NFL Network, Steve Wyche, is joining us. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Wyche89. Steve, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes. Thanks for the time tonight.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Well, listen, you were dead on in your analysis of talking about Tyler Allgeier, and you nailed it before the season was even underway, talking about the role he would have and the impact that he would have. So, since you're the prognosticator now, is there the obvious, I know, is Bijan. So take him out of the mix, but is there a rookie or a second-year guy that you've got your eyes on that – you think is ready for that breakout season or is going to have an impact for this football team this year?
Well, I mean, I could take the low-hanging fruit and say Desmond Ridder because the pressure's on him. And they're putting it on his shoulders. But, I mean, I think another player you got to look at is Arnold Ebiketie. I thought he showed some really nice flashes last year as the edge rusher. They've got him a lot of help on the interior, right? Going out and getting David Onyemata, getting Calais Campbell to go with Grady Jarrett. I think he's a type of guy with Ryan Nielsen now as a defensive coordinator who could really take a big step, right? Think of the defensive fronts that they had in New Orleans where Ryan Nielsen came from, with Cam Jordan, with Marcus Davenport, with Trey Hendrickson. And those defensive ends did a lot of work in the run and pass games, but they were supported by great interiors like they've built there. So I'd look for AK-47 to step up.
And, you know, Steve, I completely agree. And I've talked a lot about Ebiketie on my show. So let me ask you two questions. And I know hindsight is 20/20 always, but should he have had a chance to start more last year? And the second part of the question is, do you think that he can consistently be an 8 or 10 sack guy in this league?
Well, to say he should have started more is hard to tell. I mean, look, coming in as a rookie edge rusher, that's a hard thing to do, to come in and just really make an impact. That's why you don't see too many, regardless of how high they're drafted, young guys come in and dominate. Like the Boses were like the exception to the rule. It's a hard thing to do. Especially when you're asked, you know, within the system that they play, where you've got to be really, really good against the run and be, you know, give somewhat of a rush presence. So I think they probably brought him along at the right point, and they had some veterans there. But now he's got a chance to step up. And, yeah, I think he does have an opportunity to be an 8 to 10 to 11 sack guy. I mean, he better be. You know, they haven't invested too much into, you know, to that, you know, that stud edge rusher who can necessarily win. But they've got some pieces in place. They're going to occupy the offensive line. It's going to occupy, you know, pass protection coverages, which could free him up to some one-on-one battles. So he's going to have an opportunity.
Steve, I've said that the low-key best move that the Falcons made this year is bringing Jerry Gray in to help assistant coach. He'll work with Ryan Nielsen, but he's also going to coach up that secondary. Talk to me a little bit about Jerry Gray and the impact he can make on this football team.
Stud. I mean, a great man, right? I remember years ago when I covered the Falcons, they had Emmett Thomas, the Hall of Famer, coaching up the secondary when they had D'Angelo Hall and, you know, some really good players in that secondary. And that's the type of impact Jerry Gray can have, right? He's not the most outspoken dude, but he's seen everything. So here's a prime example of Jerry Gray. So I think it was last year, maybe 2 years ago when he was with the Packers. They had a COVID outbreak. DC can't come in the game. They're playing Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins. Cardinals are kind of hot. Jerry Gray calls the defense and stones them, just shuts them down. Right, that's right when the Cardinals were rolling. I think they won 5 or 6 or 7 right out of the gate. And he just knows what he's doing. He sees, like Ryan Nielsen, I spoke to Dennis Allen, the Saints coach, about him. Right, he said very few defensive line coaches can see the world behind them. Right, they only see the world along the line and in front of them. Jerry Gray sees the secondary in front of him and behind him. He's got a more global take on defense. So those guys in the secondary will know exactly what they're doing and why they're doing it and really work in conjunction with the guys on the other two levels. So I think you're going to see a lot more of an understanding of what they're doing with defensively, especially with so many of those young players that they've had back there, and also having an anchor and a free safety in Jesse Bates, who's just a hell of a player.
Chief National Reporter for NFL Network, former Falcons beat writer Steve Wyche, joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So in looking at Desmond Ridder, do you realistically think, though, that he has to be a really good quarterback to make this team a playoff team? Or, and I don't like this term, and I don't know how else to phrase it, but can he be a game manager type of player with all of the offensive weapons that he has around him? And then obviously, if we think that this defense can be much improved, does he have to be great for this team to be a playoff team, or can he be that sort of game manager? I don't like that term, but I don't know how else to phrase it.
Well, I mean, look, he doesn't have to be great. When he said, does he have to be really good, or does he have to be a game manager? I think they're one and the same, right? And when I say that is, he's got to be a guy who doesn't turn the ball over. And, you know, I don't care about the touchdown-to-interception ratio, because his situation could be like the Detroit Lions, where you could throw the ball over the field, you get close to the goal line, that's where you use your run game. Mm-hmm. And that's where they better use it, right? So the touchdown-interception ratio doesn't have to be extravagant, right? It doesn't have to be one of those 33-7, but it could be 21-9, mm-hmm. right? Don't turn the ball over. Give your team an opportunity to put points on the board, even if they're field goals. Defensively, you know, it's all about defense and takeaways, right? You can give up yards. All this total defense numbers is all, you know, kind of trickery. Scoring defense and takeaways. If this defense can get more takeaways to give the offense opportunities and to deny scoring chances for the opponent, that's the big thing. So I think Desmond Ridder, I think he's got to be good. I mean, you're not going to get to the playoffs and win playoff games if you're ordinary, right? You've got to be good. But as good Jimmy Garoppolo, right, is pretty good to really good Derek Carr. Yeah, I mean, there's no reason why, with the way this team is built, he can't be that caliber of quarterback. So, you know, I think they feel they have that trust in him. They've got to be patient with him to a degree. But, you know, and I'll tell you this, Taylor Heinicke will put pressure on him. Desmond's going to be the guy, and I'm not saying Taylor Heinicke's going to start. But that dude's got enough swagger to make him feel like, okay, I've got to be better at all times because this guy's here.
And you know, Steve, the thing I've talked about is that I don't need Desmond Ridder to be great, but in the red zone, I think that's where this team has to get much better. They were, I think, 24th in Arthur's first year, 14th in touchdown efficiency last year. If they can be a great red zone offense – with all the weapons that they have, they can run it, they can throw it, they can get Pitts and London and Jonnu Smith. And I mean, they got so many guys that they can use down the red zone. That's where I think that Desmond Ridder and his ability to not turn the football over is going to shine for this team.
No, that's what it has to be. I mean, look at Josh Allen with the Bills last year. As great as he was, in the red zone, he's a turnover. You know, he turned the ball over, and that hurt him. You know, he doesn't have to be a hero, and that's what being efficient in the red zone is. Don't be a hero. Get the ball to where it needs to be on time, and let everything else fall in place. You know, and that's what Desmond Ridder has to be. And he's shown that. He showed it at Cincinnati. He showed it, I think, at points last year. And the thing I like about Ridder is he's not afraid to drive the ball down the field. Something's there, he's going to drive the ball down the field. I don't think he's necessarily a gunslinger, but I also don't think he's got a guy who's risk, you know, who's risk averse either. I think he's going to try to make plays, but he's going to make sure not to force it. Make it when it's there.
Chief National Reporter for NFL Network, Steve Weiss, joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So, look, you know as well as I do, and you've covered this team millions of times, I mean, the pass rush has always been that big bugaboo. And we talked about Ebikadi and can he be that breakout player. But do you think that with the things that they have done to this defense to improve this defense, do you think they can get to that 38, 40 sack number that feels like that's that magical number when you talk about, you know, premier defenses and getting to the next level? Can they be that 38, 40 sack type of team?
So, you know, when you look at the teams that do that, and it sounds a little cliche, but they're good on first and second down and get those teams in third and six plus.
Right, right.
Like that's what has to happen, because then other teams have to pass. Right, you have to get a lead and force other teams to throw the ball more so than they're going to run the ball. That's, you know, that's what it all comes down to. We could sit here and project numbers because they have this type of personnel, whatever, but it all comes down to what they do on first and second down. And, you know, again, it's simple football, but you've got to make the opponent pass to give you opportunities to get to the quarterback. So, look, based on the personnel and based on what they're trying to do and based on their increase of speed, especially at that second level with their inside guys, you know, I think Caden Ellis is going to be a nice little tool for them. They have the opportunity. You might not have the 12, 13 sack, the Nick Bosa guy who's going to, you know, the Max Crosby guy, but they're going to have opportunities to do that if those guys up front on the first two levels deny teams from getting into, you know, second and five, you know, third and five. They've got to be, you know, those second and six plus, third and six plus to make teams throw.
Steve, I know that Calais Campbell is obviously here because, one, is he picked the Atlanta Falcons, but he is going to play, and he's going to play a good bit, and he may get to 60% of the snaps again like he did last year when he was playing. But how important is he, do you think, behind the scenes, you know, off the field? I mean, you know, how big of a role can he play in that, you know, not just what he does on the field, but also the behind-the-scenes stuff?
You know, it really depends, and I know Calais well. You know, he'll feel his way out because, you know, the Falcons for 2 years, say what you want about it, they have built a certain, and I hate the word culture, but they've built a certain something, right, an identity.
Mm-hmm.
And Calais is wise enough to know, okay, I'm an import. I'm not going to come in here and try and say, I've got to teach this young fella this. I've got to, you know, exert my Walter Payton Man of the Year-ness on everybody. So I think he'll start out by doing it with his play, and he'll help the young guys out, right? He'll do what needs to be done. But, you know, I've seen guys who feel like they, you know, they're new to the team and they've got to come in and, hey, I'm this guy in the locker room, and hey, do it this way and do it that way. I don't think he's that guy, because a lot of times that can go awry, especially if a guy isn't producing at a ridiculous level. Sometimes it works. But I just, knowing Calais, I think he'll feel his way out. He is just an absolutely astute pro. And he'll exert his presence when needed, but he's not going to be one of these omnipresent overlords who's going to insist that you do it his way because it's the best way.
Last question for you, Steve. Matthew Bergeron's going to get every opportunity to win that starting left guard job. And I mean, I'd say it this way, but I mean, the last guy that we had that converted from tackle to, you know, interior left guard did not perform very well. What do you think about Bergeron? Can he make that adjustment? And, you know, do you think that he can be successful there?
We'll see. I mean, that's the ultimate, you know, what's going to be asked of him, right? What, you know, is he going to be tough enough? I'll tell you this, when he gets in training camp, he's got to bang against Calais Campbell and bang against David Onyemata and bang against Grady Jarrett. But you're going to find out.
Yep.
You're going to find out exactly what he's about. All signs look okay, but can't judge him right now other than on his college tape and what he looked like in shorts and a jersey. So, again, we'll see. We'll see what's asked of him. But if all indications, you know, for what they think, you know, what they think of him, you know, then he should be a pretty good player. He was drafted highly. And so they think he's tough enough to do what's happening in the dirty work. But the one thing about the NFL these days is a lot more smoke is coming up the interior from the defensive fronts than in the past. So he's going to get tested very quickly in training camp. You know, hopefully over the first few weeks, he'll grow to expect, you know, and understand what's going to be expected of him.
Steve Wyche is on Twitter at Wyche89. He's the chief national reporter for NFL Network and joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Steve, buddy, as always, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes in Atlanta, as always, and we will certainly talk again to you soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate you having me on.
You got it. When we come back, is there any chance that the Falcons could end up with two 1,000-yard rushers? 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. We'll open up the phone lines and get your thoughts about this. Chuck Reed hanging out in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.